ועל כן ורפואה, כל שיח הסודה וכל עשב הסודה לא יצומח ולא יוצא לעבר עולם. All grasses and plants and vegetation did not come forth, did not enter into the airspace of the world. עד שבו אדם הראשון, until אדם הראשון came along, והספלל על הגשמים. And he davened for rain, כמו שפירש רשי שם, as Rashi HaKodesh says right on this pasuk in Chumash. כי התפילה הוא בחינס דבקוס וביטול לאין סוף. Because this is what real tefillah is all about. Every single time a Jew davens, not just his spodidus, shachris, mincha, mariv, asher yotzar, every time a Jew says a tefillah, this is what it's supposed to be, that he's trying to make a deep, deep connection with Hashem, with the infinite light of Hashem. וידי זה העלו כל הזרועים והחזירו נשרו של אין סויף. And when Adam HaRishon said his tefillah, by him connecting with the infinite light of Hashem, he also elevated all the seeds, everything that Hashem had planted, everything that Hashem had put into the ground, he elevated all of that and returned it to its source, לאין סויף, to the infinite light of Hashem. וידי זה חוזר והמשך משום, הברוכה והשפו הליונם. And as a result of that, he drew from up there, from that infinite light of Hashem. When you connect there, the moment you leave, you bring down with you a flow of brocha, shefa, shehem, meg shomim. And one of the forms that that flow comes in is rain. And that's what caused all the plants and vegetation to start growing. That was 5,771 years ago. V'chein achshov, and so too today. Yefsher sheyigdulu shum tzmochim. It is impossible for any vegetation to grow. Kim al yedei ha'odom. It is dependent on man. The ikar. What do you mean? The farmers are so important? No! The guys who daven are so important. The farmers are very important. The ikar hu ha'tfila. The main thing that we need from man is his tfila. Ki ein ha'gishomim yordim elo al yedei tfilois Yisrael. Because rain does not come down to the world other than through the tfilois of the Jewish people. Kama Shikosov, as the pasuk says in Eov, chapter 36, Vayitzav oleho bimavgia. Hashem commanded the rain bimavgia, based on the tfilah, based on tfilah. Ki ha'tfilah hi bechinas dveikus ubitulein soif. Because tfilah is one of the clearest examples of this deep connection and nullifying oneself to the infinite light of Hashem. This is what real tefillah is all about. Ki ikar shleimus hatfila lifol al yodo lahamshir gishomim, because real perfection of tefillah, which means where the person's tefillah should be powerful enough to result in bringing rain, hu rak is only, look at that, whenever that word, that rak word is there, you got to watch carefully. He's saying is only kishemispalalim b'mesiris nefesh, is only when a person davens like his life depends on it. He's putting his whole heart and soul into it. Bibechinas hispashtus hagashmius, whereby he's disconnecting himself from anything physical. If you stepped on his foot at that time, he wouldn't know. He wouldn't feel it because he's not there. He has taken his whole nervous system, his brain, his heart, and all the nerves. Everything is connecting only to Hashem. The physical, but everything physical is not there. He's not there anymore. Kemoi hachasidim horishonim, like the earlier tzaddikim. This is the Gemara saying this. The Gemara says this. As the earlier chasidim, shehoyu mispalalim behispashtus hagashmius, when they would daven in this manner. They would totally let go of the whole physical, material world, including their own body. They would let go of their body, and the soul would become totally, totally connected to Hashem, like when it was first created. V'alkein hoyu tomid nenin betfilosom. And that's why they were always answered in their tefillah. When they davened, the rain came. V'yordu gshomim al yidei tefilosam miyad. And the rain came as a result of their tefillah immediately. Kemuva b'mesech tetainis harbe maisius mizeh. As we find in Mesech tetainis, the Gemara gives us many stories of many rabbis of the Gemara who was zeicher to do this. One of the outstanding was Chayni Amagol and other great rabbis who did this. V'yideizeh daiko gedelim hatzmochim. And this is what causes the vegetation and everything to grow. Ki ikar gidulam al yidei b'chinas bitul lo ein soif barotzei v'shoiv. Because the main ability for anything and everything in this world, including plants and vegetation, to grow is dependent on this bitul to the ein soif. It's dependent on this nullifying itself to the infinite light of Hashem, berotzoi v'shoiv, in a manner that the person goes up there and is able to come back down. Shezeh b'chinas tefillah. And one of the clearest examples of that, one of the best examples of that, is tefillah. Paragraph Beis. U'bozeh meturotz ma'ashah Torah kosvo yi'udei hamitzvah yisuschorom. Now you'll understand something interesting. Why the Torah, in many places, speaks about reward, how Hashem is going to reward the Jewish people. If we listen to Him, if we do the right thing, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you rain. That's the wording. Kama Shekosov, as it says in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, Im Bechukosai Teilechu Vetz Mitzvosai Tishmoiru, if you'll follow my commandments, what am I going to do? V'nosati gishmechem be'itom. I will give you your rains in the proper time. U'kiyotze bozeh harbe. And we find many examples of this throughout the Tanakh. Ki yiridas kshomim. Because the bringing down of rain, shaydezeh noisenes ho'eretz yivula, which is what causes the earth to give forth all of its produce, ze moire al shlemus avoidosam betachlus. That is the result. That shows the perfection of our serving Hashem to the highest level. Shezochu lahagia latachlus hashlemus, whereby we were zochah to get to the top of the top, al yidei kiyum hatoyra v'amitzvos, by fulfilling the Torah and all of its mitzvos, at shezochu lehizbatel bo'er ein soif, which raised us up to such a level where we were able to nullify ourselves completely to Hashem's infinite light, shaydezeh zoichim lahamshich gishomim, which is what brings about a flow. It brings down the rain, ulegatel kol tzemach oretz, and causes all the vegetation in the world to grow, sheikar gidulam al yedezeh. Their main ability to grow depends on us being able to tap into that oyer ein soif. One of the ways that we do it, we showed before, was tefillah. Another way is if we do everything right. Like it says in the Torah, Hashem says, if you listen to me and you do all the mitzvahs, if you do all the, you know what you're going to be doing? You're going to be detaching yourself from the physical world. You're going to be completely for Hashem. That's what you're going to be. You're going to live a life where everything you do, including your gashmias, you're eating, you're sleeping, it's all going to be for Hashem, for Hashem, for Hashem. And in that manner, you're going to be plugged into that infinite light of Hashem. You're going to have that beetle. You're going to be nothing. Your gashmias is going to mean nothing to you. The only thing that's going to mean anything to you is Hashem. Everything I have it only for Hashem. I want to use it only for Hashem. And through that, you're going to get to that beetle to the Ein Soif, for which the reward is a flow of Shefa. And one of the clearest manifestations of that is rain. When rain comes down to the world, that's a display that Hashem is sending down the blessing that's needed to make the earth give forth all of its goodness, its whole goodness. Paragraph Gimel, V'alkein, and therefore, Kishechoto Odom Arishon be'etz hadas, when Odom Arishon sinned with the Eitz Hadas, Neskalelo Ho'adomo Bavuroi, the earth, the ground, was cursed because of Odom Arishon. Ki Iker Bria Sodom Hoye Bishvil Zeh HaTachlis, because again, The main reason for the creation of man was for this purpose. Sheyizkeh lehizbatel ulikolel bo'er ein soy vartus yisborach. That man should succeed in negating himself, in nullifying himself totally to the infinite light of Hashem, to the oneness of Hashem, kemoy sheyeh lo'osid, as is going to be in the future. And if Adam Rishon had not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, ha'odom letachlis hazeh b'shleimus b'chaim hazeh, b'shleimus b'chaim chiyusoy, then man could have achieved this deep, deep connection to Hashem while he was physically living. While we're in this physical world, we could have achieve that super deep connection to Hashem, to merge with and to connect with this infinite light of Hashem while we're in human form, while we have a body, as is going to be the case after Tchiyas HaMesim, when Hashem brings the dead back to life. Then there's going to be soul and body, and still the body then is going to be on such a high level, such a holy level, that it's going to be able to connect to this infinite light of Hashem, etc. And had Adam Rishon not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, had he not sinned, man would have been able to know, to understand completely how everything Hashem does is good. It's all oneness. K'moy lo'osid, just like in the future. She'yeh kulay toiv. When we're going to realize that it's all good. Mamish, all good. V'al kein, his hero Hashem Yisborach. And that's why Hashem warned Adam HaRishon. U'me'etzadas toiv oro lo'yisoich me'meno. Don't eat from that tree. Hashem warned Adam Rishon not to eat from the tree that's good and bad, meaning that this tree teaches you good and bad, meaning it teaches you the difference between good and bad, that there's a difference between good happenings and tragedies and bad happenings. Hashem told him, don't eat from that tree. That's why Hashem warned Adam Rishon not to eat from that. Because Hashem created man and wanted man to be zeicha to perfection of das. Sheshom, when a person is zeicha to the highest level of das, shom ein chiluk bein chesed ledin. Then the person's on a level where there is no difference between right and left, between chesed and din. Ki kuloy toiv, kuloy echod. The person is on such a high level that they see and they understand that it's all good. It's mamish good. It's perfection. This a person is zeicha to if the person negates himself completely to the infinite light of Hashem. When a person does that, we said when he comes back down, the das that he has at that time is a das that's connected to a degree to that up place of all goodness, all oneness. And the person is able to realize how everything is good. There isn't hatoiv ametiv and dayan hemes. It's all good. V'alkein machmas shodom pogam boze. And because Adam Rishon didn't listen, he went against the command of Hashem and he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Alkein niskalalo ho adom abavuroi. That's why the ground was cursed because of Adam. K'mei shekosv, as it says, bezea sapecho toich alechem. With sweat and struggle, you're going to earn your livelihood. Ki achshov tzorech odom yegia gedoilo koidem shemamshich mezoinoi suparnoso. Because now, man requires major struggle before he receives his parnosa, before he has his food and parnosa. Ki achshov yefsher lehizbate lo'oir ein soif borotsoi vashoiv. Because now, a person can't nullify himself to that infinite light of Hashem in Rotzei Vashoiv, lahamshich misham parnosa, and thereby be able to draw down parnosa, shezeh b'chinas gidul hatvua v'alechem in oretz, which manifests itself in the grain and bread and everything growing from the ground, shegedela rak al yedei habitul ein sof kanal, which we said, all of that only comes about when there is this bitul to the infinite light. V'yachshav i'efshar liskois lozeh kim b'yegeya gedoylo v'atzuma. However, now, once Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, it's impossible for a person to achieve that without tremendous struggle and difficulty. Machmas zuamas hanochosh shenichsachso ba'odom, because of the filth, the impurity of the snake that became attached to man. When Chava accepted the advice of the snake, Rabbein Azal says it's like a woman accepting, receiving seed from a man. It's a concept of a zivug. It says, Hanochosh Hishiani. That's the wording in the pasuk. The snake married me. Hishiani means advised me, gave me advice. Nisuin. That's the term that's used. And V'alkein Tzorech Odom Yegia Gedoyla. And it's as a result of that, that man requires major struggle and effort. L'shaber kol hataivois v'hamidois, to break all the desires, all the materialistic desires, and all the bad characteristics, v'oz yizke lebitul hazeh. And then and only then can the person achieve this bitul, shayidei ho'odom hazeh shezoich lezeh, so that through this individual person who will be zoicha to this, we're talking about a very, very great tzaddik, who will break all of his taivas rois and midos rois and be zoicha to this bitul even after the Eitz Hadas, through that person, al yodoi daiko gedelin kol hatzmochim. It's through that person that all the plants and vegetation, everything grows, v'nimshach kol haparnos eloilam, and all sustenance and livelihood is brought to the world.